Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7 o'clock straight up, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. Sue Schilling on the update. You guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you hop aboard. I have some thoughts on tonight's game, the Cowboys, and what I am tired of as we hope and wish in this NFC East down the stretch of the season. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Of course, bottom of the hour, it is Tucker versus the Dancer as Tucker tries to rebound and tries to, you know, kind of pick himself up off the mat. As I still believe he's down to Lotus head to head. Tucker
only
versus the
three
Dancer.
Games back.
Only 3 games back to Lotus.
That's it.
The season is dwindling down. So you know what, Tucker? I think you should do it for the next few minutes is take some notes because we're gonna. You should be winning this because every week at 7 o'clock on Thursday we bring on Stucky from the Action Network. He gives us his best plays of the week. You should be taking notes and using these.
He's picking the wrong games.
Well, what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to ask him about all the games that you and Lotus will be picking. You take notes, and we'll see if you could actually beat Lotus tonight. Stucky from the Action Network joins us. What's up, Stucky?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, looking forward to week 14 here, and amazingly, Stucky, and we'll start with the game tonight. A 6-6 Cowboy team is giving the Eagles hope at 5-7 because they can't get out of their way either. They're favored tonight, Stucky, on the road in Chicago. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, bad news for Eagles fans is that the Cowboys, there's still a way that they could lose out and in a 4-way tie at 6-10 win the NFC East.
Pretty sad.
But, yeah, I mean, look, you look at this Dallas team. It's amazing that these two teams have the same record. You look at this Dallas team, they lead the NFL in yards per play on offense. They are about 2 yards more per play than the Bears, who are third to last, just ahead of the Dolphins and Jets. So you look at it, you say this Dallas team, you know, their defense isn't great, but they should be a lot better than they are. What is actually wrong? You know, we're week 14, week 15, and it's all the little things. You know, the penalties that plague them. They don't create turnovers. Their special teams are absolutely hard. They don't have a kicker. They're last in net punting. They can't cover kicks. And then the coaching. And you have to wonder where this locker room is, but the coaching decisions, some of the play calling, all of these little things are adding up, and it's why they can't beat teams with a winning record. But, you know, you look at this matchup tonight. They also get off the slow starts almost every week. I look at this, you know, this game tonight. The Bears have been a little better of late, but it was against two. The Lions and their third-string quarterback, the Lions and their backup quarterback, the Giants. I mean, this is what Mitch Trubisky looked a little better against, three hard defense. Don't forget about the Rams game when they were a disaster. So, but there's just something off about this Dallas team now. If I had to play it, I'd play Dallas. Now, what I'll be doing personally is just if the Bears come down and score early, and it's generally when Trubisky's at his best in the scripted portion part of the game, then I'll look to maybe bet Dallas live. They do get off to slow starts. If not, it's a stay away for me. I'm sure Eagles fans will have their Bears jerseys on tonight.
No doubt about that. Stucky, a big game down in New Orleans on Sunday, and really one that has kind of unique implications. New Orleans trying to become the number one seed and have everything go through them. And San Francisco, for as good as they've been, I thought they were impressive last week in a loss to Baltimore. They have now dropped from the number one seed, home field advantage, all the way to the 5 seed. San Francisco on the road again in New Orleans. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, we might have the 6-10 Cowboys or Eagles hosting like the 13-3 49ers in the first round. But, yeah, I mean, the NFC is wild outside of the NFC East, which is even crazier on another level. But this is – it's an interesting matchup. I believe in the 49ers defense. They're playing a lot more – you know, it's a Pete Carroll-based defense, but they've transformed it into more cover four. Their secondary is excellent. They don't give up anything big. They've only given up 19 pass plays over 20 yards this year. I think the next highest is like 25. They don't give up anything big because they're able to get pressure with just their defensive front. They don't have to blitz at all. And the Saints' offensive line is banged up, especially on that left side against Bosa. That's trouble. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to throw it down the field much. They're going to have to worry about that defensive line. They're going to have to go heavy ground attack, come in with heavier formations. And they're just a slow, conservative offense anyway. On the other side of the ball, you know, I do think that the Saints have a good run defense, can slow down San Fran. So I think this is a lower-scoring game. San Fran's a great tease piece. You can tease them from 2.5 to 8.5. I think this goes sort of like Baltimore-San Fran last week, maybe a 2017, 23-20 tops type of game, in which should be close and a defensive battle with both teams playing tight to the vest.
Stuckey, the 425 game on CBS should be a really good one, and one that we saw in the AFC Championship game last year. Kansas City at New England. New England's offense just it cannot get going. Tom Brady on the injury report again. And the Chiefs, it feels like, are flying under the radar a little bit here. Ever since Patrick Mahomes went out and kind of Baltimore became the darling maybe next team in the AFC, it feels like people aren't talking about the Chiefs. What do you think about this game, Kansas City in New England?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs aren't without their flaws as well. They're having trouble really running the ball right now, and that's one of the reasons why they've had success in the past against New England. New England's had to worry about their backs, and then they're able to throw the ball because of that. And they're just struggling running the ball. Their offensive line is struggling getting push, injuries to Eric Fisher, et cetera. And that you can still run on Kansas City. You can also throw to your backs. You can throw to your tight ends. So, you know, I do think that New England will be able to, you know, move the ball that way. And on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to put Jackson on Hill. They're going to put a safety over top, which is what they did in the second meeting last year. Both of those games flew over the total, by the way. They'll have, you know, most likely Gilmore on Kelsey, sometimes on Watkins. So I think they do match up well now that Kansas City's really struggling to move the ball. And this is just a game. And look, I faded the Patriots last few weeks, and even last week in Houston. This is a game the Patriots always win. I'm not a trend player, but Tom Brady is 23-3 against the spread since 2003, after a loss as either an underdog or a favorite of less than 7 points. And they're always dominant at home. And when everyone starts to doubt them, this is when they come up with a game plan, and then they show everyone, oh, look, it's the Patriots. They're back. So I think it'll be a competitive game. I think you're getting New England finally cheap here. I still don't trust them to throw it down the field, and the offense still has issues, but I think they'll be able to run it. I think they'll be able to utilize Edelman, their backs. I think New England finds a way in a spot they historically always win.
I'll throw one more at you, Stuckey, because you gave some great kind of trends there and stats. I saw this one earlier this week. New England is 42-0 versus AFC teams at home when they have both Brady and Edelman in the lineup, which it feels like it's a fake stat, but I believe it's real. They do not lose at home to AFC teams when they have those guys in the lineup. New England, Kansas City should be a great one. Stuckey, how about this one? Seattle, who just keeps finding ways to win close games week after week after week, in Los Angeles against the Rams, who a week after everyone's saying, oh, they're done forever, Goff stinks, McVay stinks, they lit up the Cardinals last week. They're still, I guess, on the peripheral of this playoff race. Rams probably really desperate here. What do you think about the Sunday night game, Seattle at the Rams?
Yeah, I love the Rams. Probably my favorite bet of the weekend. I mean, this Seattle team is, I mean, if you look just net yards per play, they're about dead even. I mean, this team could easily have 7 wins. And, you know, they're 10-2. 9 of their wins have come by one possession. They're 5-0 in games decided by 4 points or less. And on top of all that, they played a bunch of backups. I mean, they played backup quarterbacks. Even when they were in Philly, Philly had all those injuries on the offensive line, their receivers. Last week, you had Dalvin Cook go out, their left tackle go out, Thielen was out. The Rams in Seattle earlier this year should have won the game. Zuerlein misses a 40-yard field goal to win it at the end of regulation. The Rams offense, which has had many issues this year, mainly because of pressure, and teams, you know, scheming against this McVay offense, and he seemingly can't adjust. But the one defense that they consistently shred is Seattle and their cover three base. And you go back at the last 4 meetings, they've scored 29, 34, 35, 42. Seattle doesn't get a ton of pressure. They have holes on the back end. I think that the Rams will be able to move the ball. I think that on the defensive side, the Rams defense has been pretty underrated this year and kept them in a lot of games. They can stop the run. I know it's Russell Wilson in prime time, but this is a great spot for the Rams. Seattle in a short week. I think the Rams keep it going, and this Seattle magic finally runs out.
Last one for you here, Stucky. Monday night, I'm sure not what ESPN was hoping for, with a Giants team that hasn't won in 2 months and an Eagles team that is 5-7, but that's what we get. Eagles at home Monday night, needing to bounce back after just a ridiculous loss to Miami. They're 9.5-point favorites. My gut, Stucky, says they should blow the doors off the Giants, but I can't trust the Eagles anymore. What are you thinking here?
I thought I had them figured out. I had them last week, first half and game. They're up in the first half, and they go up 14. I still don't know what happened in that game. Look, one of the things that I'll look for here is an under. I mean, historically, late in the season in divisional games of rematches from earlier in the season, this is something just to keep in mind in general, that you're going to have teams that are more familiar with each other with some weather, and it's not exactly applicable here. But I will look at the under here. I don't know. It looks like Eli Manning is going to start. There's got to be some rust there. The Eagles should be able to get to him. And if they can't move the ball in this Giants secondary, I don't know. I mean, the line looks about right. I would assume that the Eagles win this game. They're probably a good teaser piece, but they're scary to back right now. I mean, that Miami performance was frightening, to say the least.
It was. We'll see Monday night. Hopefully Eagles get the 6-7. Stucky, I appreciate you hopping on. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good one, brother.
There he goes. Stucky from the Action Network going over some of the big games here for Week 14. That's where we are tonight. 8 o'clock, we'll have the game on WIP, the Bears and the Cowboys. 888-729-9490. If I'm going to go back to the phone lines in a second, I just want to get into something quickly, though. Because it's on my mind because of the game tonight. It's on my mind because of the way we've been talking, you know, recently about the NFC East and about the Eagles and where they sit right now in a terrible division with the Cowboys at 6-6. And look, when this show ends tonight and the game we'll have on tonight, and I go home and I'll put the game on and I will be rooting against the Cowboys. We'll all be rooting against the Cowboys. Just like Thanksgiving, it was great to watch the Cowboys lose to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. But I am getting tired of that being the only thing to look forward to here. Like, you know what I want down the stretch of the season? I want the Eagles to go win the NFC East. I don't want the Eagles to make the playoffs at 7-9 because the Cowboys couldn't win a game the rest of the season. It feels ridiculous. Like, that this is our silver lining, that we don't trust the Eagles to win a game. And that the joy down the stretch of the season, at least lately, has been, well, at least the Cowboys are screwing up. Like, I would rather, not that I want the Cowboys to win games, but I would rather win a division that is actually somewhat competitive and real. Like, if the Cowboys win tonight, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, because the Eagles' path to the playoffs, they should be able to take advantage of themselves. If they win out, they go to the playoffs. It shouldn't matter what the Cowboys do against the Bears. It shouldn't matter what the Cowboys do next week against the Rams. It shouldn't matter what the Cowboys do in Week 17 against Washington. We shouldn't need those things to hold on to faint hope of the Eagles making the playoffs. Like, that is, I mean, it's a loser's way to go to the playoffs. I know scenarios are fun, and I think some of us, you know, all of us probably at one point, have sat on the ESPN playoff machine. I mean, I think I do that maybe once or twice a week. I just go on there and play out the games the rest of the year and just see what ridiculous scenarios I come up with. And I have all of a sudden this team that's, you know, 7-6, and all of a sudden they have home field advantage somehow. Like, you concoct all these crazy scenarios. But that's not what I want. That's the fallback. That's the, yeah, you know, if the Eagles stink, well, maybe the Cowboys stink more. It's getting sad, though. It's getting sad that tonight, and really the last four weeks almost, the joy of this football season is about the Cowboys' failures more than any Eagles' success. I would much rather the Eagles be forced to win football games than just say, oh, well, we could just have to stay one back at Dallas. We'll play them. Because I will say Sunday, I did sense, because the reports were out there before the game, like the scenarios had been reestablished based on Dallas's loss to the Bills on Thanksgiving, right? That recalibrated the scenario. I don't know if any Eagles players pay attention as much as we do as fans, but it was pretty common knowledge before the game that the Eagles game in Miami didn't really matter. It didn't. That win or loss, it wasn't going to change anything. They could lose the game, and it still wouldn't change the full equation for the rest of this season. I want that out. I feel like it's this weird crutch the Eagles have where nothing really matters until the Dallas game. And as long as Dallas keeps losing, that remains a fact. If Dallas loses tonight, and Dallas loses to the Rams next week, the Eagles could lose the next 2 weeks, and this thing is still there, which is insane. And I don't want the Eagles thinking that. I wish we didn't think of it. I wish I didn't have to think of it. Like, I want this division, I want the Eagles to win the division. I don't want them to win it because the Cowboys literally just decided to not win a game for a month and a half to end the season. It's sad. Like, right now, the 3-9 Redskins are alive in the NFC East. It is a joke of a division. And I know this happens. It's cyclical. Every, I don't know, 7-8 years, there's a weird division like this. Like, I think Carolina won a division at 7-8-1 maybe 4 years ago. This happens. Obviously, the Seahawks at 7-9 with Marshawn Lynch, and they beat New Orleans. This happens maybe every 5 years or so with the way the NFL is set up. You're going to get a team like, or a division like this in the NFC East. It does not mean it is fun, and it does not mean I want, it doesn't, that's not the way I want to win this division. I would rather tonight and the next week or so, the Eagles be forced to play their best football rather than say, well, the Cowboys lost, so we're still in it. Like, it's getting tiresome. I do think it could creep into the lack of urgency that we saw on Sunday. Like, the Eagles didn't play on Sunday like they thought they had to win the game, Tucker. Like, they didn't play like, oh, this is a must win, because it wasn't.
No, there's a weird mentality. Like, it's one thing for fans to say, oh, well, this isn't a must win. Mathematically, we're still in it. Even though that is somewhat of a loser's mentality, right?
It is
like,
a loser's mentality.
You want your team to go out and win every week. But for your actual team, like, for the Eagles to actually say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, Malcolm Jenkins came out after the Patriots game and played the cut last night. Well, this one didn't sting that much. Like, that shouldn't be the mentality of any team that expects to win.
Now, it's almost like this is a better scenario for the Eagles because the math is in their favor. But I actually heard the Bruce Arians talking, and the Bucks, I guess the 5-7 Bucks, same record as the Eagles, they're 4 back of Minnesota for a wild card. Like, it's probably like 50,000-1 odds that Minnesota loses out, they win out. But they're going into their game this weekend saying, we have to win every game down the stretch in order to make the playoffs. That's our, and get help, but that's our only path. I don't feel like that urgency has hit the Eagles yet because Dallas keeps losing. So, yes, I want the Cowboys to lose tonight. We all do. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if they win their game tonight, because then the Eagles have to snap their heads back in the gear and say, oh, we can't just rely on Dallas losing. We actually have to go do something. I'm tired of this loser's mentality of, well, whatever, you know, the Cowboys keep losing, we can just win it at 7-9. No. It just, that's not the way to go win a division. And I want the Eagles to win these next two games and go into that Dallas game playing their best football, not going in saying, we haven't had to win a game in 2 months, or, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks, and Dallas hasn't won in a month and a half. Let's go beat them today. Just feels like that's not the path that's going to get the best out of the Eagles down the stretch. 888-729-9494. I'm tired of this Cowboys lose, everything's fine, loser's mentality. Ron is in Monco. Hey, Ron.
Yo.
How you doing, bud?
Hey. That's one Eagles comment, okay? Yeah, I mean, it's pathetic. Pathetic that our whole world revolves around the Dallas Cowboys. It's just, it's nothing like 17. Nothing, okay? But I'm getting what I want, okay? And that's what it's going to take. Crash and burn, a puddle, it's done. There's no chance anybody survives this. That's the only way this thing gets fixed. The problem I'm having is Jeffrey Lurie's been around going on 30 years, okay? And I'm telling you, what happened here with Peters, okay, you mark my words, it'll come out. Maybe not in a year or two, maybe 5-10 years down the road. This is Big Red's revenge is what it is, sending Peterson up here.
He won a Super Bowl here, Ron.
Stop with that. He did not win a Super Bowl here, Joe.
But what's the winning? Wait, he did. What's the revenge? You're saying that Andy Reid's revenge was sending the coach here that won the first Super Bowl in franchise history?
Exactly.
That's some revenge.
You're telling me, listen, Joe, listen, man, I'm telling you, you know what? We should just drop the subject about it because I want to talk about the Phillies.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Look, by the way, what do I got to do to win that contest? You didn't give me one clue and I won. I hit that thing. I didn't even win nothing.
Listen, we put all the names in a hat, Ron. I can't decide who wins. We qualify. Rigged.
It's rigged.
All right, what do you got on the Phillies, quick?
Okay. All right, so what happened today? What happened? We know they got Knapp, right? They got Wheeler. What else happened? Anything happened today or
no? Today was quiet on the Phillies front.
Okay, where did I know Hernandez walked? Okay, where did Franco go? Did we get anything for Franco?
No, they non-tendered both of them. They just chose not to give them contracts. They're free agents now.
Oh my God! You're kidding me, right? Okay. Well, let's talk about what we do know. Okay, let's continue the catcher conversation. Let's tell everybody how important that really is because, you know, nobody seems to. I don't know. We'll see. You know how important that is?
The backup catcher?
Yes.
Well, it's important.
Let me tell you why.
It's important, but let's not pretend the starter they have here doesn't play 130 games. That's what he wants.
Yeah, but he can't. Listen. That can't happen. This is why it can't happen. You're going to give the man a mega deal.
Yeah, and then you're going to blow his knees out. Ron, I appreciate it. I'm with you, and I will continue this conversation, I'm sure. I think they should play Realmuto less. But this is also a team that is afraid to go over luxury tax. So if you think they're going to go out and spend real money on a backup catcher, I think we're all kidding ourselves. Knapp's here because he's cheap, and the starting catcher doesn't ever want to come off the field. 888-729-9494, #9494. I am tired of living on the hope of the Cowboys losing. How about the Eagles win? You know, if the Eagles win out, it doesn't matter what the Cowboys do in any of these games if the Eagles win out. So this hope that the Cowboys lose and that everything will just be okay, it's a loser's mentality. Like, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and feel better about the Eagles because the Cowboys lose tonight. We all did that last Friday, and then we all looked silly on Sunday. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And FanDuel is officially live in PA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. There are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Money lines, spreads, totals, parlays, props, teasers, and more. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of bet types available every single day. Plus, they always offer unique betting promos to spice up game day like boosted odds, score bonuses, and parlay insurance. With so much to bet on across 17 different sports, FanDuel Sportsbook is sure to have a wager that is right for you, including futures. You can look now at odds for the big game. Take the team that you think is going to go all the way deep into January, early February. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Jillio to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. If you lose your first bet within 7 days of signing up, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of up to $500 in side credit. That's promo code GIGLIO. 727 Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Jillio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass tonight. Of course, Sue Schilling on the updates. You guys with us, 888-729-9494. That is how you get in. We will get back into all your calls on the Eagles and, of course, the Zach Wheeler signing, which, as I've said a lot over the last couple nights, risky. He is he's the least accomplished $100 million pitcher the baseball's ever seen. Doesn't mean he's a bad pitcher. I think he's a good one. He's been that for the last couple of years now, but there's a lot of risk attached. We'll talk more Phillies as well. Right now, though, and we do this every Thursday, it is Tucker versus the Dancer, and we bring in our friend Lotus from Cheerleaders, Philadelphia's premier gentleman's club. They go head-to-head, NFL picks, three games each week, and Lotus, as we bring you on here, we're coming down the stretch here, Lotus. Week 14, 4 weeks ago in this season, and you now have opened up a three-game lead. Lotus, welcome to the show, and it's got to feel good that you're kind of pulling away from Tucker here.
It feels kind of nice. I hope I can keep it up.
Well, here's the thing. Tucker is, I could tell he's nervous. Like, he had a false bravado early in this thing where he just kind of thought eventually you would fall
by
the wayside.
I'm a broken man.
Yeah, he's broken, yeah. Lotus. Can you hear that?
It's okay.
It's really not for him, but we could pretend and tell him it's okay. Lotus, let's get started here. We'll start with tonight's game. You go first. Dallas on the road in Chicago. Dallas is giving 3 points. They are the favorite despite losing back-to-back games. Who do you like tonight, Dallas or Chicago?
As much as I would love to see Dallas lose and how much Philadelphia needs it, I don't know which Chicago team is going to show up this week, so got to go with Dallas.
All right, Dallas minus the three, game number one for Lotus. Game number two, certainly one that has a lot of marquee to it. It is the New England Patriots at home against the Kansas City Chiefs, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. New England is the favorite, but barely at home, a three-point favorite over Kansas City. Who do you like in this one, Lotus?
This one was really interesting to me because I think people have been figuring out the kind of dynamic that the New England Patriots have been running, and now that Tom Brady is kind of reaching his end, I think Kansas City will pull it out.
Kansas City. Wow. Kansas City plus the three in Foxborough. So you get those 3 points. Even if you don't pull it out, maybe a close game, you win that one. So you go Dallas, the road team. You go Kansas City, the road team. And then we talk about the game that's here on Monday night, Lotus. The Philadelphia Eagles off of just a ridiculous loss last week against the Miami Dolphins. They are at home. They're 9.5-point favorites over a 2-win New York Giants team. Lotus, what are you thinking here, Eagles or Giants?
Now, this hurts my heart to say, and I'm not saying we won't win this game, but to cover that spread with the way we've been playing, I got to take the Giants on that.
Wow. You know what? It's probably the wise move because it's impossible to trust the Eagles, but it's just jarring to hear that, the Giants plus 9.5. All right, so you go with all three road teams. Tucker, you're up. Lotus went all three road games here, and you said, of course, three games back in the standings.
It's not a good position to be in.
It is not. Tucker, what are you thinking tonight? Dallas at Chicago, the Cowboys, favored by 3.
Well, I was expecting, you know, notes from Stuckey, and he just said not to bet on this game.
Yeah, he didn't help you out.
I think I'll take Chicago. I don't trust Dallas as a road favorite.
So you're back in Mitch Trubisky.
Sadly.
Sadly. All right.
Backed them last week and they won.
Well, that's true. They were playing a guy that we'd never heard of before. All
David Blau.
Yes.
Barely.
Barely.
He's a magician.
Well, he looked like in moments that game. The second game here is Kansas City at New England. New England minus 3. Tucker?
New England. We talked about it last night. New England's 42-0 at home against AFC opponents with Edelman in the lineup with Brady. So I'll take New England.
All right. So you go the opposite there with the home team compared to Lotus. And, of course, game 3, Monday Night Football. It could be the game that maybe gets the Eagles a little juice back on track down the stretch, or it could be one that puts us out of our misery. Tucker, what are you thinking here? Eagles minus 9.5 versus the Giants.
I'm not going to bet on a team that lost to the Dolphins, you know, 5 days ago. They have no business being 9-point favorites. I'm going to take the Giants.
Yeah, this is kind of like the lesser of two evils. You're either going to bet on a team that hasn't won in 2 months and is going back to their old quarterback, or a team that just lost to the Dolphins. So you go with the Giants. So Tucker goes with the Bears, Patriots, and the Giants. Lotus, good luck this week. And look, even if you drop a game or two, you're still going to be ahead. So you're in good shape coming down the stretch. We appreciate you hopping on.
Thank you.
There she goes. Lotus, of course, from Cheerleaders, Philadelphia's premier gentleman's club. Tucker versus the Dancer. I wonder how bad this is going to get down the stretch. Like, could you lose by 5 or 6 games over the course of a full year?
It'd be rough.
Are you prepared for this? Because
not really.
I think the audience is, like, if someone's in the car usually on Thursday night, they're probably, you know, they're used to this segment now, and they must be like, man, Tucker's just terrible at this.
He's an idiot.
Or, I mean, you could spin it the other way. Lotus is just a great handicapper.
I mean, she's the best. She's Philadelphia's premier handicapper.
She should go by that. Yeah, just, I mean, look, she could, right now, at least on this segment, on this show, she is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.